can dial in toll-free, take control of these airwaves. Ring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. While those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, we do it free. In fact, you actually get to control the content of the site as well. You find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with the other listeners, you just go to freetalklive.com and submit it as show prep. It'll then appear on our site, and other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like what it is that you have suggested. So, and you get to vote on things as well. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. In fact, we get some really great show prep from our listeners by them submitting it to the website. And some of the news, actually, in the digital realm today is coming from Cory Doctorow over at Boing Boing. It's actually the top story right now over at freetalklive.com.
Boingboing.com?
Boingboing.net.
Okay.
And it's a short one here. It's just a little bit of good news. It's nice to bring out the good news when it does exist, because usually when it comes to the corporations and such, they tend to be very obedient towards the federal government. If the federal government wants them to do something for them, they usually go ahead and do it. There are some corporate exceptions to that, obviously, like with Amazon refusing to state governments when the state governments are trying to tax things and add new controls to business. Amazon will basically say, yeah, we're leaving. If you want to tax the internet, we're gone.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are a few corporations that deserve props, but a lot of them will just bend right over and do whatever. Well, here's another corporation. I think it's a corporation, at least. The Mozilla Group. It's an open source. Yeah, Firefox. The people that make the Firefox browser. Most of our listeners actually use Firefox, interestingly enough. We can see those things when we look at our statistics. So a lot of our listeners are familiar.
I use it.
Yeah, they're familiar with Firefox. It's a good product. And apparently the organization that's behind it is pretty good, too, because according to Cory Doctorow, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has asked the Mozilla Foundation to take down the Mafia Fire plugin, which automatically redirects browsers to new URLs for sites that have had their .com and .net addresses seized in the latest round of the copyright wars. Mozilla Foundation has firmly refused. Quote, however, where ICE might have expected a swift takedown from Mozilla, the legal and business affairs department of the tech company was not planning to honor the request so easily. Anderson explains that our approach is to comply with valid court orders, warrants, and legal mandates, but in this case, there was no such court order. They were just basically coming to them saying, hey, we want you to take this plug-in off your website.
Do this because we're tough.
We're the government. According to Anderson, complying with a request without any additional information would threaten open internet principles. So instead of taking the add-on offline, they replied to ICE with a set of 11 well-crafted questions. And the questions are more of kind of a legal nature, like, have any courts determined that MafiaFire.com is unlawful or illegal in any way? If so, on what basis? There's no way the Department of Homeland Security is going to be able to answer that question in the affirmative. Is Mozilla legally obligated to disable the add-on, or is this request based on other reasons? If other reasons, can you please specify? And it goes on from there. So basically, these
good on them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always good to, if you feel like you must talk to the government people, always good to ask them questions. Because when you ask certain questions, they don't have any answers. They're not interested in answering your questions. They just want you to obey. They thought they could come into Mozilla.
Because I said so.
Right, they thought they could come in, throw their weight around, and be the federal government and intimidate Mozilla into giving it up.
Look who's fallen. I mean, Switzerland did last year.
What do you mean, fallen?
Well, Switzerland gave up the names of ordered
its banks to give up the names of private bank account holders to U.S.
of U.S. citizens, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's not even a company that operates within the United States.
Yeah.
They're in a sovereign country.
There's so many obedient people out there. So good for Mozilla. They definitely deserve a high five for that one. So awesome job. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Michelle, let's talk about this libertarian relationships thing. You were mentioning it during one of the breaks, and I said, whoa. Why aren't we talking about this on the air?
Because talk about sex, baby.
What was it? Sex? I thought it was about ownership, because you were talking about how you thought you were owned by your partner.
I'm in a relationship with someone and I want sex, I absolutely expect it.
So set it up here. What were you reading online so that people get a clear idea?
I don't want to reveal her name because maybe she doesn't want it to be revealed. Yeah. But she's a lovely college-age gal who is part of the Liberty Movement. And she asked an honest question, you know, on her thread regarding something to the effect of, is it even possible, and she was looking at the philosophical answer, to have a libertarian relationship because there's jealousy involved, and when there's jealousy, there's an implication that there's ownership. That was how the thread was set up. And I came back, sassy girl that I am, and I thought that it was all relationships. So, of course, I mentioned, you know, that I own my children until they, at which point they own themselves. And whenever people say, oh, you don't own your kids, I'm like, oh, okay, well, if my kid comes and busts out your windows, you're going to come to me, you know, up until a certain age and expect mm-hmm. me to replace them. And the point when it would not even, like, you wouldn't even consider having me replace something that my college-age daughter, who everyone knows to be independent, you wouldn't ask me to fix the window that she broke, but you might with my youngest child. Mm-hmm. So there is this age, somewhere in the teenage years, where they take responsibility for themselves, and they then are clearly autonomous on themselves. And she clarified that, no, she's speaking specifically in terms of romantic relationships. Well, I am of the mind that when you are in a committed relationship, and I'll call it marriage, and that does not mean a state-sanctioned union, mm-hmm. but rather I am going to love you always. And whether that works out or not, yes, but you are committed. This isn't, you know, just a casual thing. But, yeah, I do think that there is a degree of ownership there.
Ownership. That's a really harsh word. Like, I would never think that I own my partner. Mm-hmm. My partner is in a voluntary agreement.
Wait, you don't own things voluntarily?
Well,
what do you own voluntarily? What's that mean?
When you can own something, mm-hmm. you have control over it. Ownership is the ability to control something, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess I don't mind the idea that you know,
there's a certain level of control in a relationship.
If you want to agree to something to where you get to, like you said, if you want sex that you get at any time you want to, that's fine that you're under agreement for that. But if you actually owned me and I were in a relationship with you and I decided I didn't want to have sex with you when you wanted it, then you clearly wouldn't own me because you wouldn't be able to force me to because I could break out of that agreement and say, no,
my dog. I can't force him to do anything.
It's a good point. I suppose that if you chose to with your dog, I would, you know, as much as I wouldn't like to see it, you can use force to make your dog do what you want.
See, I think the onus is on the owner, not
the onus.
Yes, thank you. Is on the owner. So I think more in terms of provision.
Yeah.
Or
protect your valuables is what you're thinking
exactly.
of. Right, and you consider yourself to be the caretaker of your dog, whereas some people, you know, they don't take care of their animals the way you take care of yours. So I would say that you're not exactly the owner of your children, and you're certainly not the owner of your spouse. I mean, at any point, if I chose and I didn't like the relationship that I have with my wife, and I do, if I didn't like it, I could choose to leave, and that gives me ownership over myself. I could do things that would certainly invalidate the agreement that we have, mm-hmm. and she would choose, you know, that's enough for me, and she's out of there. So I don't think it's the right term.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think it's the right term, and I think that although I disagree on your point, Mark, that you don't own children, I think that, you know, children are born into an ownership, whereas, you know, in a relationship, you both have consented into going into an agreement, whereas, as Michelle points out, and I think she's right about this, is that you own your kids until they choose otherwise. So they choose independence.
You didn't think that 11 months ago.
Really?
No, you
people
didn't.
Change. 800-259-9231.
I disagree, and I will rebut.
1-800-259-9231.
I get in a relationship with Ian.
I'd rather hear from you, however. What do you think about ownership of a spouse or loved one or child? 800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at all. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
As we continue here, the website, by the way, allows you to get interactive with things like our bulletin board system, the wiki, different items that allow you to create content for the site and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com for the bulletin board system and wiki.freetalklive.com for the wiki.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you pay for every pack of cigarettes go to feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. There's no combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 allows you to bring up what you want. We're talking about relationships and ownership, and Michelle is suggesting here that a partner's...
I'm being provocative.
Yeah, I would think so. You were suggesting the partners own one another in a mutual relationship, and I agree with Mark. I think that is the wrong terminology. But I did agree with you that I think that parents do own their children until their children decide to emancipate themselves, until they decide that they're old enough or big enough to take life on its own and take on additional responsibility. And so I think we definitely agree
right.
on that.
Which
I think you're definitely wrong.
Which we didn't start out. If you recall, there was a Facebook conversation last summer, and I brought up ownership of my son who had started partaking in marijuana. And so there was a big debate going on about whether or not I could tell him no or blah, blah, blah. And I mentioned ownership of my child and someone who's very active with opt-out with TSA claimed that, no, in fact, that was impossible for me to own my child. And so it went back and forth. And then you and I ended up having a few conversations about it. And I'm glad to see that you've come to see that I'm right.
Well, let me turn his head here real quick. Ian, if you own something, you control that thing. Is that correct?
I think that's a big component of
right.
ownership.
And so
my dog. I own my dog. I can't control him.
But you can to some extent. If you decided to take an axe handle out in your yard and beat that dog into submission, you could do that because
you could starve it.
You would be a disgusting human being.
Right.
And you wouldn't do that.
Right.
But you could do that and be within your rights because you own the animal. However, if you choose to do that with a child, somebody's going to take them away from you. But more importantly, Ian, if I own my car and I own my dog, I can sell those items. Can I sell my child?
Yeah, you can put it up for adoption. You can sell the child to someone else that wants to take care of it. Sure. Some people actually sell their children before they even have them, like surrogate mothers, for instance.
It does happen, but I don't think you have the right to do such a thing. No.
So are you suggesting that the child should be responsible for everything that it does if it's in your house and you're taking care of it? Because
no,
I'm babysitting his kid tomorrow.
I think you're caretaker.
Put that to the test.
I think you're a caretaker of the person, and you're trying to grow them into something that can take care of themselves and do a great job of it. Hopefully, better job than you had.
So then, what word would we like to use instead of ownership?
Caretaker or ward? I think
I would. Ooh, I don't want to be a ward of a man.
You want to be a slave?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, when it comes to a relationship, you're just a free adult, and that's all there is to it. I mean, you can choose to end a relationship at any time. Slaves cannot choose to end relationships.
Let's go to Dave in Montana. He's got some thoughts on this issue. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Shalamar.
How you doing?
Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hey, I think you guys are touching on the parental nullification subject, man, which is, like, close to my heart, man. It's like the government could kill your grandkid behind your back. If I'm responsible for my child until they're 18, the government has no right to kill my grandchild behind my back, even if my daughter wants to kill that baby. I think I'm the custodian of my child.
Do you think that your child is coming from, Dave?
I would take care of that baby until
that... Dave, I appreciate where you're coming from, but do you think that you have the ability to... do you think that your child has the ability to emancipate themselves?
Not until they're 18.
Ah, so you choose an arbitrary number? Why is that?
Because that's the law we live under.
Oh,
you know?
Why would you care about
the law?
Dave, why would you care about the law?
They'll come after me. Up to that point, they'll come after me.
For what?
If I'm responsible, if I kick that kid out of the house at 16, they'd put me in jail.
Well, look, I don't really care what the law says, and I know you don't either, Dave.
The law would put you in jail. You don't like going to jail, right?
It seems to me that if the law holds you responsible for the actions of your child up to the age of 18, then
they don't have no right to step in and kill your grandchild.
I agree. I think that at that point, up to the age of 18, if the law requires you to be responsible.
That's an arbitrary number.
It's their arbitrary number.
Right, right. And they got the guns.
But you
I'm confused. Are we talking about a philosophical, having a philosophical conversation? Are we talking about the law?
Right. I don't want to talk about the law because I don't care what the law says. And neither do you, Dave.
The philosophical conversation that was being underway is really in law now under the parental nullification laws.
Look, it's what it sounds like to me, and I agree with you, Michelle. Dave has taken things, and he's welcome too. He's taken things to a more, I guess, practical conversation about, you know, how things are, while we were talking about the way things should be. Now, why don't you just ignore what the law says, Dave, and talk about what is right?
Oh, right.
Let's talk about what is right.
Right.
Is it right?
My son, 16. I have a 16-year-old son. If he came to me and said, "Dad, I got a job, man. I'm making $500 a week or whatever. I could pay half the rent." Of course, I would give him the liberties of an emancipated child. You know, because he's pulling his load, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. But at that point,
he's a mature person. But if he's doing that and then just wants to be a bum and expects me to pay for everything, no, he's not emancipated.
Right.
Then he don't get the
time. That makes sense. So in theory, then, if your daughter were to emancipate herself at age 16 and then decide she wanted to get an abortion, then would you also agree that it's none of your business at that point?
No, I would say that's my grandchild. You can't kill my grandchild until you're 18. After you're 18, if you want to kill my grandchild,
because of the law. I thought we were talking about in theory.
Well, but then I'm protecting my grandchild then. See,
are you using the law? Are you leaning on
then I'll be using the law for my personal
interest. That's unfortunate, Dave. That's too bad that you would do that.
Because I love my grandchild. And I'm sure after she works for 10 years or something, she would come back and say, "Can I have my baby back?" I say, "You dare."
All he's proposing is,
I would be there. I would be there for her.
Right. All he's proposing at this point is that a girl be responsible for the actions she took, and then he will take care of the child after that.
No, what he's saying is he's going to use the law where he feels it's appropriate, when in other areas he doesn't think it's appropriate to have the law. And I thank you, Dave, for the call, because we know that Dave's good on the marijuana issue, for instance. 800-259-9231. You want to use the wield and wield the power of the state? You want to wield the gun? Don't be surprised when someone turns it back around on you. More coming up. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its true cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We'll give you features there for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. Or if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're on any medications, whether it's high blood pressure or birth control or some kind of medications to handle depression or something like that, and you're getting your meds at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. Think what you could do with that extra 70% that you're not paying on your meds. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. There you can either click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page, or you can call the toll-free number, leave a message if it's in the evening, if it's during the daytime. They'll be right there to help you. Their customer service is excellent. They have a third-party certification on all their drugs that they are what they say they are. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. Talking about relationships, ownership. Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Christine is on the line in Colorado. Christine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Hey,
very interesting discussion. Didn't expect y'all to go into relationships and that type of thing.
Nice to have a lady call, by the way. Thank you, Christine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always good when we get to hear each other, Michelle, and know that there are other female libertarians out there, because we seem to be such a minority compared to the males. So I agree with you.
Okay, great.
Okay, 2 points. I think I'll go to the one about children and ownership before before talking about our partners and marriage. But Michelle, I'll direct this to Michelle, but all of you. I understand what you're saying, and I think that it may be a matter of semantics, but I personally could never say, for example, even be it a partner or be it, let's talk about children right now, that I would own my child because I would reject the idea of ownership because I think it's that responsibility. We certainly have a responsibility until they are emancipated, as you have already spoken of, but I would prefer to say I have a responsibility to them and for them and their actions and their care versus ownership, because when I think that people start to think ownership, I would also relate it, it must be some idea of ownership that makes parents, for example, feel they can circumcise their male children. That, to me, seems like it's a physical abuse. Wait till that young male is 12 or 13 and he can decide for himself if that's what he wants to do for his religious practice or whatever. But it's because those parents feel a sense of ownership, they think they could do something that physically that young man is going to have for the rest of his life. And I think if one, if they respect it truly, the freedom of that child, and say that child's been entrusted to me, and I'm responsible for them, but I'm not going to act like I can make such a life-changing decision for them. So, and then it, to follow, you know, I certainly wouldn't think I own a child. I'm just responsible for them. But your comments in regards to, you know, like personal relationships and marriage, same thing.
Can we go back? Can we address the kid?
Yeah, let's go one at a time. Thanks.
Okay. So, so maybe you'd call that stewardship.
That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people are more comfortable with that. And
I agree. I think that I've never really been totally comfortable with the term ownership. I think that from the way you explained it, it makes sense.
Right.
But clearly, it's not quite the same as like owning a pet or something like that.
I can tell you when I'm changing Jack's diaper. Sometimes it takes two of us. He's 3 years old. Certain situations require both parents and. Frankly, it's an initiation of force. There's no doubt about it.
Gosh.
I mean, he'll be hollering. Somebody's got to hold some arms down. Another person's got to spread legs. And it's an initiation of force. There's no doubt in my mind. This kid does not like a diaper change.
So, Christine, do you have children?
No, I don't. But
I have three. I have a 19, a 17, a 15-year-old. So, so it's, you know, I don't know if it requires that you have children and, you know, go through experiences to be
I would relate because even people that I know, I look at, I'm never going to own another human being. If it were a child, yes, I agree with everything that you said. You're responsible for their actions until they're emancipated. You're responsible for their care. But the quote ownership, even if it is a matter of semantics, Michelle, I think once we use that word, and not you, I'm not speaking of you because you're
that's
obviously
okay.
Libertarian.
Kind of a little
but I mean,
issue.
But well, no, I mean other people though. I think it's that sense of thinking they own their children that enables them to do things, just like I said, like circumcision, or that's just one example. Things that they unilaterally decide that I don't believe is the prerogative of one human being to make for another human being. Same with relationship and marriage, what you were speaking of pretty amusingly earlier, I must say. That was cute. But, you know, I wouldn't think of owning my man in marriage, but, you know, his body is mine, my body is his, you're sharing your heart, your mind. But it's still a matter of responsibility and voluntary commitment. I just don't like the idea of even using the word ownership of another human being. A commitment, yes, but...
I totally understand what you're saying, Christine. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed, because I've been involved in the liberty movement and libertarian for a long time, and so there are triggers, you know, that get people. And that is definitely a trigger that opens up, you know, some lively conversation.
Sure, libertarians don't want to be owned.
Right. And so I like to provoke a little bit, but one of the things... The reason why I'm comfortable with the idea of being in love with someone and having them own me is because I'm quite comfortable with the fact that I own myself.
Well, no, I agree with that. To me, like when I think about towards a man and in marriage, if I were to marry, I'm willingly giving myself to him completely. And that's like a personal choice. It's just like if somebody's a libertarian and you have a religious belief like I do, that's like a voluntary choice that I'm making. So in that way, I totally understand.
Right, but you could choose to undo that if you wanted to because you own yourself, whereas the dog cannot make that choice.
The dog can
win. You hit it right on the head, Michelle. It's that word, and as a libertarian, You know, I think obviously we all mean the same thing, but that word just doesn't even, it doesn't seem respectful of another person's freedom. And I just think of more of responsibility, devotion, commitment, because all of that still respects the fact that they still are a sovereign being no matter what.
Good point, Christine.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you dating anyone?
Not right now, no.
Yeah, me neither. So, okay, so we've got one Liberty lady.
Two beautiful libertarian women.
I mean, she doesn't believe in owning you, and she can't get a date. I do believe that I would, and I can't get it. I mean, so it's obviously ownership is not the deciding factor.
And libertarian
there are not
guys
very
will
many,
always...
Michelle, there just are not very good, too many really fine, intelligent, healthy libertarian men. I always get hit on by these men that just are just utterly disgusting. And they and even the ones that look good, their values are like they don't have in common. Then you get these Republicans. I don't know about you. I don't know why Republicans assume they can get somewhere with me, and they condescend to me and my beliefs. Oh,
awesome.
My gosh.
Are you coming out here to Porkfest?
No, I will not be.
Well, you stay in touch and everything. And
neither are you, Michelle.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, whatever.
It's nice talking to y'all.
You
thanks,
too.
Christine.
Care.
Great call. Yeah, and I think that Christine makes some really good points there, coming at the conversation of devotion and I guess being together with somebody with different words rather than ownership. It's I agree with her. I think it's too harsh. It just
like
doesn't sound right. Yeah, I don't want to own my partner. I want my partner to own herself and, you know, be completely in control.
Yes, but the only way that someone can give themselves to you, herself or himself to you, is if they, in fact, own themselves.
Right, but they aren't giving their ownership away by giving themselves to you at any point. 1-800-259-9231. But what do you think? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We bring you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also you can support the show over at freetalklive.com. You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board around the world. Go and get the details, get signed up, get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, the Amp Only podcast. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that, and we certainly do appreciate it. Now then, speaking of ownership, some of you might be looking to own a new gun.
And you'll really own this. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It is compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can check it out at Ruger.com and get it at your local gun dealer.
All right, we're talking about relationships, both couples and children and ownership, and whether that's the right term for having kids or having a partner, whether ownership is appropriate. Michelle, you're staying pretty firm on this. You think that the term ownership is appropriate, especially when it comes to having a partner that you're committed to.
It doesn't bother me. It just really doesn't. It doesn't have that sort of offensive, you know,
feel to it
that it seems to
all y'all. If you are owned as a partner in a relationship, does that make you a kept woman? If you're owned?
I've been a kept woman before in that, you know, when I was married, my husband, you know, provided for me and, mm-hmm. you know, da-da-da-da-da.
Does that sound very positive, however, though, like the term kept woman, ownership?
It doesn't bother me a bit. I mean, there is not a person that has ever met me in my life that would call me submissive.
Right. You've got a very strong personality, so you can deal with that term. But I think the wrong guy...
I am submissive in romantic relationships oftentimes.
I think that the right guy hearing that terminology could abuse the relationship. And therefore, I wouldn't
be with him.
Right, and that means you're not a slave. You're not owned.
I wouldn't be with a guy that had that view. I would be with a guy that was like, I get to be with them, Sam.
Let's talk to Ben, listening in Indy to WXNT. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello there.
Ben, calling in regards to this ownership issue here. I believe that
parents absolutely 100% should own their children, not just their children physically, which it seems like this conversation is swaying towards. I'm talking responsibility for their actions. I live in Indianapolis, and a year ago about, we had a festival downtown, and a young child of the age of 17 shot 5 or 6 people during this festival. He was dropped off at the festival unattended by any adults. He had a handgun, ended up shooting up the festival and ruining it for everybody. And I was quite upset that the parents weren't held responsible.
Why should they be? At that age, I'm sorry, 17 is not a child. Children have not developed.
Oh, yeah?
And 17 is
not a child.
No.
17 is not a child. Can you enlist for the Army?
Yes,
what does that matter?
You can under the current sort of they have this delayed enlistment program. So yes, you can go sign a piece of paper.
You can,
but it's not
enlist,
really binding.
But you cannot
but that's meaningless to
don't
us.
Don't mix
though,
it up.
I didn't get to hear what you said. I'm sorry.
You can enlist. You're correct, but you cannot serve until you're of the age of 18, and there's a reason for that.
Well, there's a reason. It's
no,
a legal reason.
Not.
Let's not forget that there have been many times in the U.S. history where people under the age of 18 have gone ahead and served, have worked for the military. So, were those people able to make that decision?
If they enlisted and they served, they made that decision.
They did
unless
make that
they
decision.
Were drafted.
And I think that really what a self-ownership comes down to is the ability to make decisions and the very, make decisions that should be binding for oneself. And I don't think that an arbitrary age of 17 years and 64 days makes a parent responsible and then 2 more days makes that individual responsible.
No. Hey, I understand what you're saying. I think that's exactly right. That's why I get so frustrated with people that can't or can vote or people that can't vote, okay? Are we going to hand over the reins to people that can vote to be 14? I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well,
if
the 14-year-old is being taxed, point of clarification on that question, if the 14-year-old is being taxed, then shouldn't the 14-year-old have the right to vote?
I don't think the 14-year-old even understands what taxes are.
Wait a second. Do you think that most voters know what the heck they're doing? I mean, haven't you walked into the voting booth and just picked either all D's or all R's in your life? Haven't you gone in and said, hey, you know that in these nonpartisan
Seriously?
Races especially? It
Absolutely
happens.
Absolutely not. Why would you go in and vote for something you don't know? I mean, maybe you have, but not me.
Okay. What percentage of the population do you think has gone in and voted it? Just, a party line or gone
Obviously
in and said.
Obviously a greater percentage because of who we have leading our country right now.
And
you're
saying 14-year-olds shouldn't be able to vote when mostly people who are uninformed are voting? I mean, really, what's the difference?
Most of the people who are voting are on government welfare and extended unemployment.
Nah. Is it possible that a 14-year-old could be more informed than the average voter?
Absolutely. It is very possible, but I don't see how you draw a law to govern a body of people based off your one 14-year-old who may have the comprehension above a majority of 35-year-olds who
I
are
allowed
to
I guarantee that you are not equipped in any way to make any decision whatsoever over me, and you're an adult.
Based off what?
Well, the fact that she owns herself?
Yeah.
She doesn't own herself. She just said that she is completely ready to give herself up, yet she's divorced.
You have to
you
be
don't
able to
give yourself,
own yourself
up and get divorced.
Give
you give yourself
the dude
up.
Left me,
the
I'm
only
sorry.
Way, the only way, you, the only
left.
Way you can, the only way you can be owned is to have no choice over the matter.
I agree
and that
with
is
that.
Exactly that is exactly what children have right now. So if children do not have any choice over the matter, especially in the eyes of the law, which let's get down to it, that's what we're talking about.
Well,
no,
we're absolutely not talking about that. We are talking about philosophy, and we are talking about the reason and what one ought to do. So no.
Yeah, the law
well,
is mindless. The law is arbitrary. The law is completely arbitrary. The idea that someone is no longer a child when they hit 18 years old is absolutely ludicrous, and it's an insult
so
to teenagers. I'm sorry?
What would your guidelines be? A single interview for each individual person to make it fair for everyone? That will never happen.
A single interview?
That's unrealistic.
I don't know what you're talking about. What interview?
Because you're saying that an age is not a good justification for the rights or the decision someone gets to make.
Everyone has rights, sir, when they're born as a human being.
That is not true. That is not
really?
True. That is simply
rights,
not true.
Are rights somehow imbued, especially at a certain date in someone's life?
Absolutely.
And
okay.
When is that?
I'll give you a perfect example. A 16-year-old goes and commits a crime as a 16-year-old, correct? And the government gets to determine whether or not they are charged as an adult.
And they always
are. That is taking your rights. You are a juvenile. Up until they decide, hey, you're an adult now because you made an adult crime.
You haven't
that
made any coherent point regarding
right. When governments take rights all the time. That doesn't mean that they actually have the right to take them.
Well, I was asking you about what you made the claim. It sounded like you made the claim, correct me if I'm wrong, that people get rights at a certain point when they turn a certain age. What age is that?
They get rights. They get political and economic voice, maybe not
well,
right.
Those are privileges.
Maybe that's the wrong.
Okay, right.
At the age of 18, I don't know how else. You guys offer all these arguments, but you have no solution.
Okay,
what,
wait.
What
no
do you want
solution.
A solution for? I got solutions all over the place.
Well, let's hear a solution for how you determine when or when not you get those rights.
You're not talking about rights, as you just acknowledged. You're talking about political privileges. You're talking about privileges within a certain system. Rights are inherent because you're a human being.
Yeah,
there's a big
women
difference.
Gain the right to vote through our political system.
That's
gained
not right.
The right,
I think
to,
the right
vote.
To vote
but
is
I
a self-solving
vote.
Problem. I think the right to vote is a self-solving problem.
That doesn't mean
problem.
Anything,
wait,
Michelle.
Wait, one second.
You don't vote doesn't mean anything to this argument.
I think that the right to vote is a self-solving problem because the vast majority of 18, 19, and 21-year-olds, they don't vote anyway. So their votes have their even their demographic has no voice.
There
so
is
if
no
you were
right
to give
to
16 and 17 and 14 year olds the
can
right to vote, most
the
of them
issue.
Wouldn't do it. The fact is, I went to work at 12 years old. Should I have had the right to do that? Because I sure earned the money.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ben. More coming up here with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. I think rights deserve a little more of discussion here in a moment. We'll do that and also take your calls about anything coming up in hour 3.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.